so brokenhearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah. One calls me and then where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen.
This week's midweek malarkey underway, hardcore superstar. We don't celebrate Sundays, followed by a bit of Iron Maiden. Hallowed be thy name. Lastly, opening tunes, Aerosmith, Crying. Three tunes and a playlist that really didn't travel very far. a couple of years ago it would have been just handed in from the next room. That's from about half a mile away. I'm of course referring to one's very own daughter, Rachel Mary Warren, known affectionately by myself as Resting Bitch Face. Yes folks, that's right, 'tis my daughter sent in this playlist. Shows a very eclectic taste too. 1 minute she could be listening to Rob Zombie, the very next could be Taylor Swift. She gets that part from her mother, not from me. However, normally she would present it herself, she bottled out of that one, but she has supported the show and sent in her playlist, entitled Songs I Sing Terribly in the Car. I've heard her sing, and yes, she does sing terribly, but it's a family trait. We're all awful, we're atrocious. Bit about Rachel, well, as I said, she is my daughter, my one and only offspring, as far as I'm aware. She lives in Dundonald, East Belfast. Her boyfriend, Corey, well, he may as well say he lives there too, he's never away from the bloody house. Only joking, culty boy. Rich is an event planner. She's currently changing jobs, and I can't remember the name of the new job she's going to, but she'd be involved in organising weddings, etc, etc. Has no kids of her own, but supposing you look at her mother and me, she's two big kids, but she does also have a bloody great big horse, Marley. He's massive. Absolutely massive. Tell you what, if you fall off that thing, you need a parachute. So anyhow, let's get on with Rachel's playlist. I'm not going to take the mickey out of her anymore, because she is, after all, going to look after me whenever I'm older and decrepit. So, moving on with the music. Coming up in a couple of moments, I can't find my list. I'm sort of waffling here until I find it. Oh yes, Bad Omens, Like a Villain. Prior to that, this is Avenged Sevenfold, Afterlife. We'll be right back.
is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Zombie, Living Dead Girl, following on from one of her favourite bands at the moment, Sleep Token. The night does not belong to God. She's a huge fan of Sleep Token, as is Culchy Boy, her other half. When I'm in her car, I get to hear them regularly. They're not too bad, actually. Quite like them. So, I was just thinking there about Rach and her singing songs. She sings terribly in the car. I mean, we all do it, don't we? We all sit there in the car and a song comes on that we like and you're sitting singing at the top of your voice, you know, giving it the welly, giving it the gutty, you know. You think you're on stage, Wembley Arena or something like that, with tens of thousands of people in awe of you when really you're sitting at traffic lights and the people around you are looking like you're demented or something. It happens all the time. I've even sat and watched people doing it. It's funny. It's embarrassing when you're caught, but it is funny. Always happens to me too, though, whenever it gets to the big chorus part, the big sort of hook, the big punch to the air part, I'm singing the top of my voice and somebody phones, so the music cuts off. That's not a good sound at all. Anyhow, digressing again, on with the music. Coming up in a couple of moments, we have Epica, featuring the very gorgeous Simone Simmons. A song called Arcane, or Arcana, I should say, sorry. Prior to that, this is Slash featuring another equally gorgeous woman, Fergie. This is Beautiful Dangerous.
Ooh, to you alive, cause something tells me it's gonna ride.
I hear the thunder thumping and my heart starts jumping, and that's when I spit on the floor. Now my head's exploding and your gun is loaded, so I'm guessing I'm on a roll. Well, it's a fine time looking for a wine time, and you said, baby, you ready to play?
Sometimes it's more fun to fight.
I hear the thunder thumping and my heart starts jumping, and that's when I spit on the floor. Now my head's exploding and your gun is loaded, so I'm guessing I'm on a roll. Well, it's a fine time looking for a wine time, and you said, baby, you ready to play? Well, come right on this roller coaster, cause it ain't over.
Yeah, we can live forever. I can be your baby.
Oh, shit.
Within Temptation a few moments ago, Sinead, closely followed by Lacuna Coil, Gravity. Both bands featuring female lead singers that are equally as gorgeous as they are. Excellent. I know I sound like an old pervert, what can I say? I am old. Sorry, Rich. Right, next up, some Camelot. When Rachel was younger, I bought One Cold Winter Night, the Camelot Live DVD. She was obsessed with it. She loved it. She's playing it regularly. So no doubt with that in mind, she's went for this tune from Camelot. This is March of Mephisto.
Don't say it loud. sheltering in dark in places. Awakening, is it here? Dark to see. Cover me with everything too dark to see. Yeah, shelter me. The cold wind of illusions crying. Shelter me. Keep me warm. Oh, shelter me.
Tell my mother, tell my father.
From Shinedown with Second Chance, which in turn came after Balance of Power, Shelter Me, a song that's been blasted around the Warren household for years. Balance of Power, a great power metal band from the UK. If it's a hiatus they're on, it's a bloody big hiatus. I think basically we can turn around and say that they are no longer, sadly. Okay, down your final group of four songs. A lot of these songs, Rachel, not a lot, some of these songs, Rachel, she's grown up, she's had them drummed into her brain by her mother and myself. Nothing wrong there, but she really has developed her own taste in music. I mean, like I said, one minute she could be listening to Sleep Token, the next Taylor Swift. Then she could go on to Kenny Rogers or something like that. Next thing, she's listening to rap music. She does have a very eclectic taste, but I would say there's quite a lot of her mother and father's influence here in this playlist. As you probably find out in the last group of four songs. Coming up in a few moments, we have the Pretty Maids, Little Drops of Heaven. I think Jill had that in her playlist last week, but it is a great tune. It is very popular. That's closely followed by a song that featured very heavily in my car while taking Rachel up to her horse riding lessons. Gun, Don't Say It's Over. Kicking off his final group of four, this is Tesla, Love Song.
I was blinded by the darkness, wishing for a ray of light. And every day I felt so heartless, with a future not in sight. You crossed my path when I was down. You brought me back on solid ground. You gave me strength, you changed my luck. My only friend when times were tough.
Let you love rain, it is the pain.
That was Wasp from the album Golgotha, Miss You. Wasp were a band that Rach had never seen live until they played here in Belfast back in July, whenever the two of us went alongside Mr. McAndrews and Mr. Hull. Strange that, because Wasp played here loads of times, but she just never got round to seeing them. They played the Belfast Telegraph Building, the first album, in its entirety, I should say, I can nearly speak. And she had a ball, singing and dancing away to her little heart was content. She even bought me a pint. Amazing, she must have enjoyed it. Only joking, RBF. And that's us almost done with our playlist. Many, many thanks to Rach for sending in her playlist. Big shout out to Corey the Colchie Boy. He's a welder, you know. Just thought I would inform you of that. He keeps telling us anyway. So, midweek malarkey, all you have to do, folks, write me out a list, 25 to 30 songs. Simple as that. Just write out a list. Add little stories, anecdotes, dedications, memories, whatever. Besides some, all, or if you don't want to do that, don't bother your Barney. Add a bit about yourself. It's kind of essential. Your name definitely is. Rough area where you live, city, town, county, if you don't want to get too particular. Rough description of your job, you know, say you work in a bank or you're working in a hospital, whatever else, if you don't want to give the full title. Any family you may have, or if you like, any anniversaries or birthdays coming up. Attach it all to an email, send to davy_65@hotmail.com or look me up on Facebook, Davy Warren. You'll see a reference to Rockery of Northern Ireland there. And use the Messenger app and send away. All very simple. Final tune in Rach's playlist. Well, I love this song. I absolutely think it's a brilliant tune. I know her mother does too. It's a pity Savatage didn't play it live when we saw them in London. I think that would have been too much for me. From the album Edge of Thorns, this is Savatage, All That I Bleed. I'm back at the weekend, folks. Until then, take care.
Someone got themselves a letter in the mail the other day. It's all ready, worn and tattered, and I guess it gives away all the things we keep inside, all the things that really matter. The face puts on its best disguise, and all is well until the heart betrays. She knows, as she reads her letter, that things were bound to stray. Winds blow, she pulls her coat tighter, and the letter flies away. With all the things she keeps inside, all the things that really matter, her face puts on its best disguise, and all is well until the heart betrays.